This podcast is designed to help you understand the laws of our land. I am your host, Hattie Savari, and here to help you every step of the way, whether you are a tenant, landlord, parent, child, employee, employer, neighbour or business owner, and we are all most certainly consumers. The law is in your life every single day with over 180 episodes and 5 million downloads. Get ready to listen and empower yourself with tons of jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Hello and welcome back to our podcast at Get Legally Speaking. Our legal conversation today will be about employment and the COVID-19 jab. This is a special bonus episode that we're recording due to the demand from our listeners. So thank you for giving us your demands, because we're always happy to accommodate. I'm joined today by Barrister James Tunley from Lamb Chambers in London. James is a specialist employment barrister and he advises and represents both claimants and defendants at all stages of the court and tribunal process, with particular strengths in employers' liability, discrimination and unfair dismissal, to name but a few. James has also delivered lectures and training on bringing employment claims in the county court and on the National Minimum Wage Act 1998. James, thank you so much for joining me today.
That's all right. Hello again.
And I will say, James told me that he's got a new microphone and it sounds amazing. It's great. I just wanted to throw that in there again.
I hope so.
Right, so employment and the coronavirus jab. According to the NHS, as of this morning, we are on the 16th of March 2021, over 24 million people have had the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. That's over 36% of our population. And over 1.5 million people have been fully vaccinated. So let's talk about this, James. Is the no jab, no job a real threat, or does it simply have no basis? Can an employer insist that a COVID-19 jab has to be had by their employee? Let's start there.
I would say generally, no, they can't insist. So the starting point is that the law says no one can be forced to undergo any medical treatment, including vaccines. And obviously, if you're going to have a needle in your arm, you have to give your consent, otherwise it's an assault. But you're right, the no jab, no job issue has been in the news recently. And I think the Secretary of State for Justice said that this might be legal. And it might be. There might be a relevant clause in somebody's contract that requires them to have vaccinations. And you'll see that quite commonly in the health and social care world, that it's a condition of their employment that they're up to date with all vaccinations. Most people, though, aren't going to have that in their contract. Now, I know that some employers are thinking about introducing it and bringing it in, which they may be able to do quite easily for new employees. So they just insert it into their newly drafted contracts, and then it's there, take it or leave it for the employee when they get offered the job. But if is going to be introduced into existing contracts, it needs to have the employee's agreement to that change to their contract.
And that's very interesting, isn't it? I mean, there's so many myths going around at the moment, isn't there? The social media is, you know, information on social media basically spreads like wildfire. And one thing the government, and I've certainly read it, that they've stated that there's no intention in making the jab compulsory. But like you say, that's as it is and where we stand at the moment. I mean, it's interesting you say, you know, you have to give your arm and make it available for the injection to take place. I mean, so no employer is going to pin you down and say, right,
exactly, yeah,
you're getting a jab, because quite rightly that is a form of assault. I mean, the kind of force the employer might apply is forcing the employee into a difficult choice, have the vaccine or complete restricted duties, or in the worst case scenario, be dismissed. Can the employer do this? The answer is yes, isn't it really, James? The employer can dismiss you for whatever reason they feel is viable. What kind of employment law rights does somebody have if they refuse having the jab, as we are now?
Well, first of all, you've got the right not to be unfairly dismissed if you've got up to, if you've got, more than 2 years service with your employer. So that may come into play there. You've got contractual rights, and there's an implied term in every contract of employment, which is called the implied term of mutual trust and confidence. That may come into play to prevent the employer from acting in a manner that's not justified. With the vaccination issue, there may also be discrimination issues that arise. So having a blanket policy that every employee needs to be vaccinated applies to everybody, but there may be indirect discrimination. So that's where you've got one policy or provision that applies to everybody, but it's harder and it's disadvantageous for one group of people or one person to comply with it because of a protected characteristic under the Equality Act. And so a simple example is if an employer were to say, okay, every employee needs to be vaccinated by next week, that's going to indirectly discriminate against younger people because it's not available to the majority of the younger population at the moment.
And that's given because the NHS is carrying out the vaccinations. You can't actually have a vaccine privately. So employers, so employers can't say, right, we're bringing in the doctor or the nurse or whoever's going to administer this jab, and privately it will be administered here. That's not possible. So I think that's a really interesting point, because you're right. If employers turn around and say, right, you need to be vaccinated before you come back to work, and you haven't been offered the vaccination by the NHS, I'm pretty sure you can't call up your local doctor surgery and say, my employer said I have to be vaccinated by next week. I know I haven't been called, because they have a system and a rota with how and who they're calling and the order that people are being called in by.
Yeah, and then even when people do get called up, there may be reasons why they're not having the vaccine. So I don't think there are any issues, but I think the current advice is that to take advice if you're pregnant before having the vaccine, because I'm not sure there were any trials in pregnancy. Someone with an allergy, for example, or another medical condition, they may be advised not to have it. And if that medical condition or allergy amounts to a disability, then obviously that's protected under the Equality Act as well. And the Equality Act also protects religious or philosophical beliefs. So there may be a particular reason why you're not having a vaccine.
No, indeed. I mean, I have to say, my husband has been advised by his doctors, because he has a medical condition, just to wait, to hold out and not have the vaccine at the moment. And you know, I've had the vaccine. I had it last Saturday, the first dose of it. But he's been told by his doctors, just wait, because there isn't enough evidence at the moment that with your medical condition, you will be okay. It could flare up your condition and just hold out. So, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why people may not wish to have the vaccine. And I think one of the first things to say here as well is, you know, if you have concerns, then try to sit down with your employer and express those concerns and outline those concerns, or, you know, put your concerns into a letter or an email so that your employer has the time to consider that and maybe take advice on it as well. Because it could be that in the line of work that you're in, your employer feels pressured that you have to have the vaccine in order to come to work and carry out your duties. I mean, ACAS's guidance has suggested that employers should support staff in getting the vaccine, but they cannot force their staff to get vaccinated. However, it does acknowledge that it may be necessary to make vaccines mandatory in some job roles, such as where someone needs to travel overseas to do their job. And I don't know which specific job roles in the UK, actually, and industries have particularly said you have to have the vaccine if you work in this industry. But I'm sure there's going to be more information unfolding on that as time goes by. But I mean, what can an employer do if, you know, you've sat there and you said, right, I'm happy to get the vaccine, I'm going to get it for your own reasons, but your colleagues are refusing to have the vaccine done. and you want to work in a safe environment. You know, you're worried that you'll be working with colleagues who, or a colleague in close proximity that hasn't chosen to have the vaccine. What can employers do in those situations, James?
I think the best thing that they can do, which I think you'll see a lot of, is encouragement by employers for their staff to be vaccinated. And it can be done in many ways. It can be as obvious as offering a bonus to staff who take the vaccination. Although I'd obviously, again, caution against any indirect discrimination. Other measures that might encourage them are paying for time off to actually go and attend the appointment and have the vaccine. Simple things such as having a vaccine policy and providing employees with information that may make them feel better about it. But as the question highlights, it's all about ensuring that the workplace is a safe environment. And so the employer might want or need to put in certain measures, so restrict access to certain areas of the workplace, change the shift patterns, or the people working, monitoring with COVID testing in the workplace if that's doable, and other measures. So it really is, in the absence of actually insisting that those employees have the vaccine, there are other measures that can be put in place, A, to encourage employees to have it and see the benefits of it, and secondly, to make the workplace safe for the people who are, whether they've had the vaccine or not.
I think that's really important, isn't it? Because, you know, having the vaccine is a very personal choice to each individual. And I have to say, when last year, when talks of the vaccine first started coming out very soon after our first lockdown, you know, my first thought process was, oh no, I'm not going to go get a vaccine because, you know, God knows what the vaccine will do to me. By the time we got to this year, January, February, I was literally like, where's my vaccine? I want my vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, the mindset just changed because I don't know whether that's a combination of being in lockdown for so long and living a life that's been so different to what we all know, you know, as being our normal. But also, I think just slowly hearing the scientists and the government and doctors talking about it and giving us more and more information has opened my mind to having it. I think my end game was, so be it. You know, I have to get it done. It's not optional. Just go and get it done. But it is quite interesting because if you do have to work with colleagues that say, look, I'm not getting it done, that's it, then one of the things you mentioned, I think, could be very, very helpful to the employer, which is offering regular COVID testing, because you can get COVID tests that give you results within minutes. My children have them at their schools. I get texts when they've had them done, and I just think, there you go. He's just had another swab swiped all over his nostrils and everywhere else. But that's probably a really good thing to offer, isn't it? If you've got, you know, you've got some employees that want it done, some that don't, then perhaps look at regular COVID testing so that you can put not only any client-facing staff at ease as well, but also within the, you know, within the actual employment environment, that people are going to be safe with working with each other. They're not going to be spread. Because I don't know whether this is absolutely accurate or not, but apparently you can still get COVID even if you've had the jab.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying, isn't it? They're not sure. They won't know for a while, I don't think, if you can still spread it.
Exactly. So
COVID tests may be here, even though the majority
might be
vaccinated.
As simple as brushing your teeth, doing your COVID test, and setting off for the day.
A swab up your nose, yeah.
Exactly. I think that might have to be the way forward. Okay, so we've already said that, can your employer dismiss you for not complying with having the jab? I mean, yes, the employer can, can't they, James? And then it becomes an issue of unfair dismissal, I guess. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so they can, and you don't even have to have it in your contract about vaccines. Employers could issue a management instruction that everyone should have the vaccine. And then if you repeatedly refuse to have the vaccine, that could be seen as a failure to follow a reasonable management instruction. That opens the door then to potential dismissal. So two questions: whether or not the instruction to have the vaccine is a reasonable one, and secondly, whether or not your refusal is an unreasonable refusal. And whether or not the instruction itself is reasonable will depend on the circumstances of the employer. So you've got at the one end of the scale, you've got those healthcare settings where you can see that it is reasonable to ask your staff to be vaccinated because it potentially puts vulnerable people at risk. On the other end of the scale, you've got staff who are potentially working alone or working from home, in which case, where is the risk? And therefore, it probably wouldn't be seen as a reasonable instruction in those circumstances. And on the unreasonable refusal, again, same with the reasons for not having the vaccine and discrimination issues, the employer needs to investigate why it is that the employee is not having the vaccine. There may be a very good reason. And they're also, before you get to the point of being able to fairly dismiss somebody, as an employer, you'd have to consider what alternatives are there to dismissal that might actually solve the problem. So could it be solved by moving them to a different workplace, for example, other measures, the COVID testing that we talked about, is that going to reduce the problem that the employer is seeking to solve? So yes, you could be dismissed. It's then a question of whether or not it's fair.
And that has to be assessed. I mean, something you said earlier is very, very important as well. You know, it's important as an employee to consider that you cannot make a claim for unfair dismissal if you've not been employed for at least 2 years. So yes, that's quite key.
Unless it's for a discriminatory reason.
Yes.
So if the dismissal arises out of discrimination, for example, then you don't need any particular length of service, but a normal, ordinary, unfair dismissal, you have to have been there for 2 years.
Yes, and I do think that there's going to be, you know, this is going to be up for some debate in various forms, because, you know, this is why I guess sitting down and speaking with your employer and airing your concerns and maybe trying to find a resolution with your employer as well is definitely a good consideration if you are thinking of not getting the vaccine. Because I think that, you know, creating a safe working environment for their employees is an employer's first consideration. The second thing is, if they are coming in contact with Joe Public, customers, clients, in some shape or form, it's the, you know, that environment has to be safe for those customers and clients coming into that environment as well. It's like if you're going into a restaurant, and God knows how we're going to feel about this in a year's time, and you know, somebody there, a waiter, waitress, you know, whoever it may be, hasn't had the COVID vaccine, and you're worried that you're going to come in close proximity. You know, you might be somebody who's vulnerable yourself. And you can't be exposed to people who, you know, could carry it and pass it over to you. Then would you stop going to that restaurant if you knew that the staff hadn't been vaccinated? I mean, how would you even know they haven't been vaccinated? I guess rumours or people talk.
Yeah, it's a whole load of data protection issues that come into play as well about what does the employer say about who or who hasn't been vaccinated.
That is a podcast in itself, Joe, isn't it? Because could you even imagine that? If somebody, I guess what would be the position, and I know this is veering off of our main topic, but if somebody said, right, I'd like to go to that restaurant, but I'd like to ask management, has all the staff been vaccinated? Or hotel? Because hotels, in my mind, they're probably one of the most riskiest environments because of the air conditioning and the heating circulation system that's going round and round. So you don't even need to really be, I guess, in the same room as people. You're in the same building where the air is just being constantly circulated. Same as gyms, really, gyms that are in sports centres and things like that. And you tend to think, well, is it safe? Is it safe because everybody's taken every precaution to be safe? And, you know, this is, you know, it is going to be a big topic for conversation, I think. And I think there's going to be many avenues of dispute. If people don't sit down and talk about it and air their concerns and try to find solutions together, I think that's got to be
a key.
Yeah,
I think that's the key, really. I mean, it's difficult for an employer to involve themselves in somebody's health and medical treatment in an issue such as this, but it's all sort of a collective effort, isn't it, to try and manage it as best we can.
I agree, because we all do want to get on with our lives. You know, lots of people, the first lockdown, I heard people sort of enjoying time off. Now it's people are dying to get back into work, to what that, you know, to mix with other human beings and to actually do things. So I guess that got me running to my jab last Saturday. I was very pleased to have it, I have to say. But James, that's all we've got time for.
Thank you.
So once again, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate the time you've taken to do this bonus episode, which we are airing within 2 days of having recorded it. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And I'll say to our listeners, don't forget to click and subscribe to our podcast. And you can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube by searching Get Legally Speaking. Also visit our website at getlegallyspeaking.com. Thank you for listening.